What's now? Tuesday night? Okay. Tuesday night for Halacha. Everyone knows, I assume, if you skip a night of Sfira, if you miss a night of Sfira Omer, so you count the rest of the nights without a bracha. But the emphasis is that it's important to know that Roiv Poiskim, and the consensus of Halacha really is that you can continue counting the rest of Sfira, even though you missed a night. The mitzvah still kayim, and according to that consensus, you would be able to make a bracha. But we paskin, you don't make a bracha, because when it comes to a bracha, we're more choshesh. But therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you miss a night, you should make sure to see to it that you listen to the bracha from someone else, and have someone else be motzi you, because really, me'ikar ad-din, not me'ikar ad-din, because the consensus of poskim is really you could make a bracha, and therefore you should make sure to listen to the bracha from someone else. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that there's various situations which result in a sfek sfeika, and even if in hilchas sfek sfeika, sometimes it's not so oiska, and therefore you can continue saying with a bracha. Like if you're not sure if you missed a night, so if you're not sure if you missed a night, so you could continue making with a bracha. Or if you count, let's say you're a Makabel Shabbos, even if you're Davin Ma'ariv already, but it's still before Shkia, and you count the previous day's Sefira, so the subsequent nights you can continue counting with a bracha. There's various Sfek Sfeikas, which maybe in Hilchos Sfek Sfeika are not such Eis Kehalten of Sfek Sfeikas, but because the real consensus of the Halacha is really that you could continue, so we're more makel in making the Sfek Sfeika, which would allow you to make a bracha. But the main thing I want to stress is the first thing. If you miss a night, you should make sure to listen to someone else and be yotze with their bracha. Tonight is Yesod Shebegevura. Yesod, in terms of midos of a person, Yesod means foundation. What it usually refers to, what it refers to is a bonding experience, because you are setting up a yesod, a foundation, to things that you're building on top. Yesod should be gevura. Well, what's gevura? We said gevura is more like midas hadin, discipline, restraint, making gvulim. So, l'mashal in relationships. Let's say you talk about with a child. You discipline your child. So when you're showing me this hagavura, but it should be done in a way of yesod shebegavura, meaning that you have to make the gavura, the discipline, in a way that you're creating a good relationship with your child, that he understands that you mean his welfare, or any time really give tochacha to anyone, but I'm thinking specifically of a parent-child relationship. So when you show me this hagavura, you shouldn't get carried away. You're bigger than the kid is. Sorry, we can get lost. But you should show the midah to work on is yesod shebegevura, that the gevura should be in a way that it establishes a yesod. This would be true with a spouse. Again, l'moshal, just to give an example by Tyrus and Mishpacha. If a spouse is in a matzav of not being tohar, so you have to exhibit midas hagvura, but it should be yesod shebegevura. It should be in a way that it makes a different type of relationship, and therefore you're showing that midah of yesod shebegevura.